More than 30 African heads of states are expected in France in the seaside resort of Cannes. It is the last such summit hosted by two-term French President Jacques Chirac, who has cultivated close ties with African leaders during the past decade. While French officials have sought to assure African leaders their ties with France will remain close, some analysts say it will be hard to fill the void left by Mr. Chirac's departure. A researcher at the Paris-based National Center for Scientific Research, Roland Marchal, says Africa will lose a strong candidate on the world stage.
It was always trying to keep Africa on any international agenda beyond its personal or French state interest. It's not so sure that either Mr. Sarkozy or Madame Royal will actually share the same view.
Nicolas Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal are the early front runners in the upcoming French presidential election. But Senegalese political and human rights analyst Ibrahima Kan says France does not mean as much to Africa as it once did.
There are new generation of Africans who are not going to France, whose reference is no longer France, whose reference is the U.S., whose reference is Asia, and who are doing their best really to try to develop links with those two continents. And I think these trends shows that in the next 20, 25 years, the situation will completely change. And that will impose to our leaders a change of policies.
Hundreds of African protesters, along with members of international nonprofit organizations who say the summit does little to help average Africans, are also planning to be in Cannes. Caroline Murel with Oxfam France is one of the protesters. She says French politicians' support of African dictatorships has impoverished Africans.
France is responsible in putting in place some of these dictators. If France promotes good governance and if France promotes a different kind of cooperation, then Africa will be helped. And the population will finally have a voice.
Several African leaders are not attending the Heads of State Summit, including Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and South African President Thabo Mbeki, and Guinea's President Lansana Conte, who has declared a state of emergency in response to calls for his departure. The presidents of Sudan, Chad, and Central African Republic are scheduled to meet during the summit. Chad and Sudan's presidents have traded accusations that each country's rebels are fueling conflicts in the other country. France has bilateral agreements with both Chad and the Central African Republic to help protect their governments against insurgencies. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.